Continuing with the Sefer of Anit Tefillah from Rav Moshe Wolfson, last time we began to discuss some of the etzos that he has here in the second section regarding techniques that a person could use to enhance the quality of his tefillah, both in terms of the chazan and in terms of the individuals, members of the tzibur. I will continue now, Bezrat Hashem, on page Yud Zayin, the paragraph that begins, B'kol Rash Gadol. U'mekubel es'uv de'etzal harav ha'kadosh Rav Aaron ha'gadol mikarlin. It's well known by the Chassidim of Karlin that they would daven very loudly. So a story is reported, is told with Rav Aaron HaGadol of Karlin. Kishayadar bi'ir shal misnagdim. At one point he was living in a particular area where misnagdim were prevalent. Asher govra hisnagdusam al shu mispal bebeis midrasho imanche shlomenu b'kol rash gadol. And there was a tremendous kitrug against him, hisnagdus, to the way that they daven in their beis midrash, along with his chevra, where they would daven b'kol rash gadol. They daven in booming loud voices, and that's still the practice today. So he was summoned by some of the other local rabbanim to discuss this matter and this practice. And when Rav Aaron of Karlin entered the room, he turned to one of the distinguished rabbanim there, whose name was Rabbi Avraham, and he turned to him in a very disdainful fashion, and said, Avraimel, what's happening? And this Rav was very upset by the way that Rav Aaron of Karlin was speaking to him. But how do you have the chutzpah to talk to you, Avraimel? You call me Avraimel? What am I, one of your friends? You're right, we're not so close. But what are you screaming about? If you don't like the way that I'm speaking to you, so tell me in a calm, quiet voice. What are you yelling about? So this Rav Avraham said to him, because I'm very upset, this matters a lot to me. You hurt me, you pained me in my heart over this, they called me a Vremel. So the Rebbe of Karlin said very simply to him, just listen to the words that are coming out of your own mouth. When something matters a lot to a person, when a person feels that it's nogeya to their heart in a deep way, it's impossible for him to silence himself from screaming. So what don't you understand about us chassidim, the way that we scream out to Hashem when we daven? We scream because it's nogeya to us. When words of Torah, when words of tefillah, when words that are spoken by a human being are nogeya to them in a deep way, then they say it loudly, whether it's Torah, whether it's tefillah, whatever it is. But you yourself said, Rav Avram, the things that are nogeya to the lev, it's impossible not to scream. And therefore, when we feel connected to the davening, being able to daven b'kol ram, which again was one of the etzos that we saw alluded to even in the Ramban and Parshas Bo, where he describes the purpose of creation being the opportunity to call out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to gather together and be able, again, in a loud voice, kavanas romas hakol. Betfilos, he says, is to give honor to Hashem. So davening out loud is certainly a way to wake oneself up and to ma'or one's kavana. Continuing on page 8, Yachad kulam hodu. V'nei ikar hadavar shetzarach leschazik bo hu lavo bizman letfilos shachris. It's critical for a person to have success in davening to make sure that one comes on time to davening, especially the tefillah of shachris, which we'll emphasize as being the primary tefillah of the day. U'lispal hatfilah yachad v'lo zeh b'cho v'zeh b'cho. To daven together, that there's a tzibur, people davening together, not this one up to this point, and this one up to that point, to start together, to daven the words together, and that's a tremendous technique for enhancing one's tefillah. Umatzino b'gemara, sof mesecha sukkah, the Gemara tells us at the end of mesecha sukkah, shekonsu chachamim es mishmeres bilga, v'sosmu chalona. The mishmeres bilga was sealed, the window, their chamber, in the Beis HaMikdash, was closed. And the ring that they would use to slaughter alongside the Mizbeach was also sealed. V'liyeshom b'gamara. There's several explanations. The Gemara tells a very tragic story about a Mishumedes, a woman who abandoned the faith. And we'll save that story for another time. But one of the other opinions in the Gemara is that the reason that Mishmeres Bilga was penalized was Lafisha Haisa Mishmeres Zu Shohar Milavo. They would come late. They would come late to the Avoda. Rashi there explains, Kishi Yigia Shabbos Shalah, when their Shabbos, when their week, perform a vote, the Beis HaMikdash would arrive. Lo hayu ba'am, they wouldn't come, meaning they wouldn't come on time. Umucha milsa she'ein ha'avoda chaviva alel. And that's the greatest indication that it's not important to you. I don't feel an obligation to get there on time. I need to work on this Indian a lot. making sure that a person comes to davening on time and comes really early to davening, so you can start davening in the proper way on time. When a person doesn't come on time, then it's an indication this is not an important business meeting for me, this is not an event that I don't want to miss a second of, this is something that I don't take seriously enough. And therefore, Mishmeres Bilga was penalized in a very serious way. Now, Rav Olson explains, what's this imagery of Sasmu Chalona? Why is it that they closed off their window? Again, where they would store certain utensils in the Beis HaMikdash, they closed their ring in the Makom of the Karbanos, in the Shechting area, alongside the Mizbeach. What's the imagery? So Rav Olson explains, Masha Kansu Chacham Mesh Mishmeres Bilga, Shetehe Chalona Stuma, In Yano Ki Besibas Atzlusam Nistam Chalona B'Shamayim. It's a physical manifestation in this world of the closing of their window, so to speak, that their heichal, their entrance point of their tefillos in Shemayim. Shamisham yored lehem hashefa. That through that window, so to speak, into this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends shefa, Hashem sends bracha, Hashem sends parnasa, Hashem sends his influence into our lives. V'hutzrichu lekabel hashefa mekom acher. And therefore, when your window is closed, you need to find roundabout ways in order to make contact, and that's not alechachila at all. Rav Wolfson compares it, he says, the same way we find in the physical body, when an artery, God forbid, becomes damaged to the point that it's closed, it's clogged, it could be threatening to one's life. So we perform what he says here, hanikra bypass. We have bypass procedure, allowing the blood to continue to flow through one of the different arteries, through the different parts of the body. And again, that's a very bidi evid situation and a dangerous situation. And therefore, just like the bypass procedure allows the body to continue to exist off of a different part of the body, so too, that particular mishmar unfortunately had to receive their shefa through the tzinor, through a channel, a conduit of one of their friends, one of the other mishmaros. And that's again a very bidi-evid situation to be in, to have clogged arteries, so to speak, in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, as an indication of that, of the closing of their heavenly source of hashpa, that the tzinor, that the pipeline was closed, the window down below was sealed as well. They were forced to borrow and to piggyback off of their friends. And again, that's a very sad situation, rooted in the fact that they came late to davening, late to their avoda, namely avoda space hamikdash. We've explained many times, and Wilson writes about this a lot in his svarim, that Shevet Dan, who traveled in the back of the camp, were the ones who were kicked out of the Anani HaKavod and were subject to the abuse of Amalek. And Wilson reveals to us that one of the reasons that Dan was in the back is because they were always the last ones to travel. They were the last ones to travel because they were lazy about traveling. They didn't want to travel. They always made a big deal out of it, and therefore they would come late, and they would leave early, and things like that. Like the chaver who comes to shul late and leaves early. And if you don't want to be part of the makum of kedusha, so they get kicked out of the clouds. The ananei kavod. And that's what's described in Parshas Kisetze, the nechash shalom, which Amalek took advantage of. And Rav Olson points out that the targum of nechash shalom is misachren, which means literally not those who are weak, but those who delay. That they were the ones who delayed. And because they delayed, they were subject to being the lowest and the last of Machane Yisrael. V'shalat b'hem klipos Amalek asher karcha. And they were subject to the attacks of Amalek, the coldness and the kriris of Amalek, hamakaras, haslavas, hazrizas, vodas, Hashem, which continues to cool a person off. And it's avera gavaras avera. Their kriris in traveling, their kriris in marching for the Dvar Hashem, our kriris in coming late to Shul, God forbid, leads to further kriris, leads to the Amalek's kriris, which causes our haslavas and our zrizas in all aspects of our avodas Hashem to be lost. And therefore us, the final generation, so to speak, the back of the camp, Rav Olson says here, he develops it much more in his other svarim, but Rav Olson says, it's mistaber that we are the spiritual heirs, so to speak, of Bnei Dan. Whatever exactly that means in terms of Gilgulim, in terms of physically being from Dan or spiritually being from Dan, but we have a strong shaychus to them. We're the generation that's traveling in the back of world history, about to, God willing, bring Mashiach. Ki b'nei Dan l'achroni yisau, because b'nei Dan traveled in the back, b'gamanu, and so us as well. Bizmana achron us at the end of time, the achr sayamim. Belachin muta alainu litakin pagam ze, ulis amitz lavo bizman. And therefore, it's entirely incumbent upon us to make that extra push to make sure that we do come on time to be attacking this shortcoming of Shevet Dan. V'afsha davar kasha, and even though it's a difficult thing to do, as we all know from life's experience, harei kasvu asfar megadoshim, sha'inyan shehu tikuno shel adam yaksha alav yoser lekaimo. But we also know that the Sfarim tell us that things that are hard for us to do are very often the thing that requires tikkun. It's the thing that we're supposed to be working on. And we're avoiding it through this cognitive dissonance that doesn't allow us to face the realities. So let's try to work on that and focus on what it means to be the spiritual heirs of Bnei Dan and be attacking this laziness and this atzlus, this lack of willingness and his lavas and zrizas to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by trying to be more energized in our avodas Hashem. Top of page Yud Tes. Umuva b'sefer Meir Einei Hagola, which is a beautiful work of somewhat a biographical Torah sketch of the Chiddush HaRem. Shachiddush HaRem hayadarko lasok b'tikuni neshamos b'erev Shabbos ad k'nisos HaShabbos. Very deep idea that the Chiddush HaRem would spend his moments on Erev Shabbos, leading up to Shabbos, trying to fix souls. Lost neshamos would come to him, whatever that meant, and he would be able to give them a tikkun. And neshamos would try to come to him throughout the week. He said one time to one of the neshamos, "I can't help you. It's too late. the rebbetzin has already lit Shabbos candles, and I'm not able to assist you at this time." We need to think about this. A neshama that's able to identify the tzaddik, who's able to bring a tikkun and be able to come to the tzaddik, but to just miss the window that the door should close in his face at the last moment, why wasn't he zocha to have a full tikkun? He made it to the Chiddush HaRem. He identified the Chiddush HaRem. He understood that he could help his neshama as he helped so many others. So why wasn't he able to complete the job? And the answer, says Rav Wolfson, is probably kenira lefi shahaisa regila b'chaya la'acher. Usually in his lifetime, he was a person who came a little bit too late, and now it was costing him. These were the consequences. L'chein hayoncha she'ichra as tikkuna, and therefore his tikkun was also being delayed and not being assisted by the Helik Tzadik from Ger. Umatzino b'devei Chazal, sheshlomo ha-melech nis'acher milahashkin b'yom chinuch beis ha-mikdash, v'ayidei zeh nistaviv gzeiras ha-chorban. Additionally, Chazal tells us that Shlomo ha-melech himself was late in the chinuch, in the dedication of the beis ha-mikdash. He delayed in coming to the day of the dedication of the beis ha-mikdash, and that put into place, or put into motion, the possibility of chorban beis ha-mikdash. And therefore, v'im kein, ha-tikon l'kach l'mar is binyan beis ha-mikdash. The same way that Shlomo caused damage, again, at some dachistic level, in a way that hard for us to understand, but Shlomo Melech's slight tardiness caused a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So too, for us to speed up the process of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, hu al yedei ha'izdarzus lahaktim levo bizman. It's up to us to try to be diligent and zariz to come on time. V'tzarech lahaschil ha'tfila biyachad. And of course, when people come on time together, they're able to daven together. They're able to start the tefillah together. Like the angels who, again, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, united as one. And this is in fact hinted to in the opening words of Psukei Dezimra. For those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, says Rav Wolfson, Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Ha'olam is Rashi Tevos B'shave, meaning that they should begin B'shave together, equal, everyone on the same at the same pace, at the same time, the same words, same tefillos. And those who daven Nusach Sfar, Shemaschilim beHodu. Hodu also implies this in its Rashi Tevos. Hodu laHashem kiru b'shmo is Rashi Tevos b'kahal. Hodu is a hey, laHashem is a lamed, kiru is a kuf, and b'shmo is a beis. Rashi Tevos b'kahal, that there should be that Hodu, that the praises of Hashem should be sung b'kahal with its tzibur. So this is an important, very important technique to, again, making sure that one's window stays open and that Amalek stays at a distance and one is able to maintain his slavos and excitement in the Ravodas Hashem. Okay, continuing in the next paragraph. L'siyageya b'tfila. To work hard in tfila. V'ikra tfila hi tfilas ha-shachris. The primary tfila that we daven each day is the shachris tfila. That's not to say mincha and ma'ariv don't have massive opportunities to get close to Hashem. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that tfilas mincha va'arvis einam el lahachzik ha'arish al tfilas shachris shalot tafuk. That the illumination that a Jew received through the tefillah shachris should stay lit, it should stay strong, it shouldn't dissipate. And mincha and ma'ariv come to mechazik that ha'ara from shachris to make sure that it continues to shine. But really, mincha and ma'ariv are really secondary and serving, in a sense, shachris. U'bal shomer emunim kasav, ze baduk menusa, the Baal Shomer Emunim, Rav Arala explained that this is baduk menusa, it's tried and tested, it's proven. Afilu rasha shmiyageya atzim b'chol koch b'tvila, a rasha who comes to davening and says, you know what, I'm going to pour out my heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's unworthy, and yet he comes and gives all the strength to the tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu poseach lo sha'arei tefillah leidu lahargish, sheyesh borei olam ha'ashiyah v'chol itim v'zmanim. He comes to a clarkite, a realization, an absolute awareness that there's a Rabbonu Shalom. He tastes and he feels in every fiber of his being that there's a Rabbonu Shalom in the world who's responsible for his life and who can save and provide the sustenance in all of its physical and spiritual forms at all times and in all ways. We learned earlier in the Sefer, where Wolfson highlights it again over here, that if this Rasha is able to immerse himself in tefillah and experience such dveikus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, so says Rav Wolfson, anyone who davens, and really davens, and is osik b'avodas tefillah, like we say in Birchas Satorah, lasok, to be involved, to be deeply involved in the avodah of tefillah, then you daven with hashtapchus ha-nefesh, you pour out your heart, and with kavanas halev, you'll recognize that there's no tanug in the entire world that's quite like it. He tanug she'in kamahu. Va'osim she'inam yodim zoos, and a person who hasn't experienced this, says Rav Wolfson, welcome, cordially invited, yavo v'yinasu v'yochichu. Try it, come and try it, and you'll see, it'll prove itself. And when a Jew starts his day in the right way, by davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamish with again, an energy, it sets the tone for the day. It'll give him hatzlacha throughout the day. Hein b'liman ha-Torah, v'hein b'chol davar. That's true both for his davening, for his learning, I'm sorry, throughout the day, and for all of his activities throughout the day. On page Chaf, Rav Wolfson continues by giving us a list, again, of etzos, ways that a person can be mechazek his tefillah. U'v'seidra tefillah yeshnam harbe avanim tovos umargalios. There are many precious gems along the way, and he lists 7 for us here. Number 1, he quotes from the Berditchever, who explains, Yisam Erav HaKadosh mi Berditchev, she'ikir ha-tefillah hi psukei dezimra. The part that many people, unfortunately, don't put enough time and energy into, it's really just warming up. But really, says the Berditchever, no, it's really, in a sense, the essential part of the davening. V'adavar muvan sherei yesodam al yidei David HaMelech. And you know that it's the essence of tefillah, because these are mamish the words of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech said about himself, v'ani tefillah, I am tefillah. So psukei dezimra, again, think about it, work on it, deepen your connection to it, and you'll realize that it's a critical part of the davening experience. Beis, second of all, he quotes a medrash. Again, I'm not sure why Rav Wolfson chose these 7 particular etzos, but each one of them is very precious to us. The Berditchever again said that Pesukei Dezimra is something that was established by David HaMelech and is very, very special to us. Number 2, the medrash tells us that Shiras Hayam, when a person says, Az Yashir B'Simcha Mochlin Lo Al Kol Avonoso. That's a medrash. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Aleph, Rav Wilson doesn't mention this, but if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Aleph, you'll see the Mishnah Berurah actually brings this halacha l'maisa, so to speak, that a person who says az yashir with a simcha has all of his averos removed. And again, there's a lot to think about there, but it's certainly something to mechazik us in the tefillah of az yashir. Next, in the bracha of Ava Rava, or Ava Solom, yesh laharich ba, a person should intensify and increase and say for a long time that tefillah, as is found in the Sefer Tolos Yaakov Yosef, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Shegil Olam and Hashemayim, Shearichas HaGolos Hi, Al She'ein Ma'arichan Birchas Av Rav, an unbelievable giloy of the Tolos Yaakov Yosef, that his Rebbe the Baal Shem Tov told him, that in Shemayim, that it's been stated, that because of a lack of proper lengthening of the tefillah of Av Rav, the sweet words of Av Rav were saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking and beseeching for so much, such beautiful, beautiful words, expressing the love that we have for Hashem and His love for us. If we say it quickly, it shows that we don't really feel a hiskashrus, we don't feel a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when we say it long and we say it slow, tzaddikim, there's long stories, many stories about tzaddikim, especially on Erev Shavuos, a big Indian to say Av Rav for hours. I think the Divrei Chaim said it for 6 hours. I can't even imagine what a person could, how a person could do such a thing, to say the words with such kavana and slow and appreciative of, again, that relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say, V'harei neinu b'sora secha, v'davik libeinu mitzvosecha, so many words that we pour out. And again, if we rush through it, then we're not going to have the gula. If we would lengthen our Ava Rabba, then we would shorten the galus. There's so much wrapped up in these words, and again, to try to say them slowly and precisely, and not, God forbid, to swallow up the words. Dalit, a fourth bit of advice. When we go through Emes V'Yatziv, think about what we're saying. Again, we're mentioning fundamental principles of the truthfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives and in the world, and we expand upon the Zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He quotes again from Avaron of Karlin, She'eino tzarech chlum, ragazet tzarech lo, she'elo tamir asar anashim she'etzaku imo ezra savoseinu atahu me'olam. Avaron of Karlin said, I don't need anything. I don't need anything in this world. All I ask is that I should have 10 men, 10 people by my side, who want to scream out with me the beautiful, beautiful words, again, that highlight Hashem's role in the world, and particularly by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ezra savoseinu, you've been the salvation of our avos, atahu me'olam, you've been there for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the beginning of time, and you continue to be there for us today. And again, it's a time to reflect and to think. And Rav Olson, again, Kedarko B'Kodesh, he practices what he preaches. He says it's a time to daven slowly, not to rush through the words. Again, often people are rushing to get from Shema to Shema Eser at that point. As I've spoken about, says Rav Olson, on numerous occasions. Number 5, Tachnun Hagadol. When we say the long tachnun on Mondays and Thursdays, realize so many things that we talk about in tachnun. We talk about brisbein basarim in tachnun. We ask for so much mechila in tachnun. Such an important part of the tefillah that, again, people are often excited when it gets cancelled. I was at a bris this morning, so we didn't say tachnun, but tachnun agadol. So say the big tachnun is a big schus. And especially in our times, when again there's so much Yeshua that is needed. Again, I imagine this was Rav Olson speaking at a time of an Esara for Klal Yisrael, but certainly true in all times as well. Vav, a sixth, again of the 7 Eitzos of Rav Olson here. Understand the approach of working one's way up to Shmon Esrei. Sha'az hu yiridas ha-shefa. It's a time of the downpouring. After Shmon Esrei is a time of Yiridas HaShefa. You just dab and now it's time to receive. That throughout the tefillah we're climbing through the world. We start off with Karbanos, which is the world of Asiya. And then Pesukei Dezimra takes us to a higher realm called Yetzira. And then Birchas Kriya Shema is the world of Bria, which is also known as the Olam HaKisei. He says that's, interestingly enough, why we sit during Kriya Shema. He points out parenthetically that the Chasidei Stolen would stand, but that's based on a desire to stand around the chazan and to try again to raise up their voices together. And therefore, says Rav Olson, they were mevater on this inyan of yeshiva by Birchas Kriya Shema, but there is such an inyan dafka to sit for Kriya Shema, which is Olam HaBriya, the Olam HaKisei, and of course the highest world, Atzilus, or the highest world that we're going to talk about in terms of tefillah, Atzilus is achieved b'shas Shmona Esrei. But after that, Zion, Acher Kach Yiridas HaShefa. After a person has climbed these realms, to realize that each section of the tefillah is a different world. When he gets to the highest rings, when he reaches the top, then there's a Yiridas HaShefa. The Shefa comes down to him on the top of page Chaf Aleph. The Yiridas Me'olam Me'olam, and it descends. Yiridas Me'olam Me'olam, it descends from one world to the next. V'zeu inin ha-kaddishim sho'omrim oz, al sheyorda Me'olam Me'olam. The Kaddish that we recite at the end of the tefillah is a descent throughout the world as we bring down a Shefa through those worlds we've just climbed up and into. Therefore, we should say the tefillos even at the end, which unfortunately again people rush out of, should say it with great kavana. There are many important requests that we make in Uval Etzion and the Mizmor Tefillah of David as well. Which, if we would just put our minds and our hearts would literally dissolve from the sweetness and the beauty of these powerful tefillos. The Avos Yisrael of Vizhnitz would say the Mizmor of Tefillah David b'Yom Shalom R'tachnun. So they asked him, what's the pshat? Rabbi, why do you still say the Mizmor of Tefillah David? What difference does it make to you if I say a Mizmor of Tehillim? It wasn't prepared. Even if in the normal order of the day, sections of the Tefillah would be removed, he would not abandon that connection to the sweet words of Tehillim. What difference does it make if I say an extra capital Tehillim? It's a powerful idea. Many of us look forward to the shorter davening or the opportunity to skip something because of simcha and tachlon, etc. But by the tzaddikim, they were thirsty and wouldn't give up a piece of tefillah for anything in the world. Okay, and lastly, we conclude this second section of the Sefer Vani Tfila, where Rav Wolfson discusses once again the achrayas on the Shliach Tzibur. The achrayas on the Shliach Tzibur is a big deal. Binyan balia tfilas roi ledas, sha'aleyem uteles ha'achrayas leroim es ha'tzibur ha'kavanas ha'tfila. Those who lead the davening have to know that there's a great achrayas upon them to lead the tzibur with the proper kavanah. And the Baal Shomer Amunim used to say, sha'ashat yesh b'yadu lios k'davan ha'melech o'chas v'shalom k'ravim ben Nevat. Very strong line. A chazen could be a proper melech who leads the people like David HaMelech, or you could be a Yeravim ben Nevat, who's described in the Torah and in the Navi as being what? As being chote umachti, one who sinned and caused others to sin. And that's the tone that the Baal Tila sets. Osam shem chiyuvim mispalel. And those who think that they have a chiyuv to daven, which they do, tzarech liyos lehem seichel ahavin shetovas anashama hi shetei tefila karoi. When you daven, when someone's davening on the occasion of a shloshim or a yard site, or within the Yud Beis Chodesh, the person has to understand, davening, being the chazan, is a merit for the departed neshama if you're a good chazan. But if the shatz is not a bar hachi, she is spiled b'ne'ima, if he doesn't know how to daven properly, and he's not going to be marome mesatzibur, matova l'neshama b'zeh. What good does that do? It's a kitrug against. It's reminding him to say, look, these are the children you left behind. A child who doesn't even know how to daven, doesn't have any sense of what's happening through the tefilos. V'ro and b'chush, and we see it clearly with our own eyes. The tzibur feels when the chazan davens kalach hayad, when he's not focused on his davening, it's very evident. If he davens strong of his slavis, he lifts up the entire tzibur. The chazan has to have a pleasant voice, as the pasuk says, "Hey tivu nagein b'sruah." And he quotes Rashi in Brachos da Vavam and Aleph, a Rashi that I like to cite often. But Makom Rina, Bebeis Haknesses, Shesham Omer Matzibur Shiros V'Tishbachos V'Nimos Kol Arev. That the very essence of what it means to daven in the shul is the shul should be a place of shira, a place of tishbachos V'Nimos Kol Arev. It's a place not where everyone's mumbling under their breath, but a place where people are singing and praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu in a very sweet way. And it's very evident when you see it what it's supposed to look like. V'gam l'tfilas ha-musaf. Tzarech shi ha-tzibur shi yispal b'nimas kol u'l'romi mes ha-tzibur. When the chazan davens for musaf on Shabbos, tfilas musaf is chashuva yoser b'chol tfilas ha-shabbos. It's the most important tfil of Shabbos. When you come to Kedushas Keser, in the Kedusha you recite Keser, hu ikar gemar kavalas neshami yaseir shal Shabbos. It's the final reception of one's neshami yaseir on Shabbos. And the Arizal said that when we say Shema Yisrael in Kedushas Keser, believe it or not, Ugavala Yoser, Michel Kriyashma. It's even greater than the Kriyashma that a person says as their Kavalas Omachas Shemai. Umishi Eshel Yard Site. So a person says, I have a yard site this week, I have to daven, Musav. You should just realize that again, you're not doing anyone a favor. The Adiv Shiaspal, Mishi Yachal Ispal Ben Imus. There's no obligation for a person who's yard site to daven Musav. And again, the greatest kavod you can give to the relative who is no longer is to make sure that there's a proper chazan and that the davening is an inspiring davening. And the Gabbai, should appoint someone who's cut out for that. Concludes Rav Olson on the final page of this section, page Chaf Beis, Kishagabai Sholeach Echem Mibalei Tefila. When the Gabbai does send someone up to daven, he shouldn't refuse. If he's qualified, he should make sure that he embraces the opportunity to lead the tzibur. And he quotes the Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Kisisa that Navos HaYisraeli was punished because he was known to have a very beautiful voice, and yet he hesitated, he refrained from singing and using that voice when he would go Aliyah LaRegel. And therefore, those who do have a good voice should make sure to take advantage of that opportunity to use that good voice for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And last but not least, he says that even though we've focused so much on tefillah, hinei yichadnu hadivar b'inyan ha-tefillah, aval roi ledas sha-tefillah tzvicha lios mikusheras im ha-Torah. We have to make sure that our Torah and our tefillah are always connected one to the other. That through the learning of Torah, our tefillah becomes stronger. Me'isir ozno mishmo ha-Torah gam tefillaso to'eva, the pasuk says in Mishlei, chaf ches. That a person who restrains his ear from listening to Torah, then his tefillah will also be abominable. As the Beis Aharon explains, Shmaitza by Tzlusa, Tzlusa by Shmaitza. The Pashup Pshat, it's a Gemara in Megillah, Shmaitza by Tzlusa, that Shmaitza, that understanding of Sugya, requires Tzalusa. Pashup Pshat means it requires clarity. The person has to be able to concentrate and be able to focus. But on a deeper level, Tzalusa is also a Lashon of tefillah. Tizkabo Tzalosan, Uvasan. So Shmaitza by Tzlusa, Tzlusa by Shmaitza. Torah needs Tvila, and Tvila needs Torah, that the Mechazik, one another. And lastly, he quotes one more time from Aaron of Karlin, that a daf gemara before davening on a weekday is the Gan Eden HaTachton. But when a person gets up on a Shabbos morning, and if you've ever had this experience, you know it's true, to get up early on a Shabbos morning and to take a daf gemara before davening is Gan Eden HaElyon. Okay, you could have a cup of coffee also if it makes your Gan Eden a little nicer. Whatever it is, but a daf gemara before davening on Shabbos Kodesh, the tzaddiki would say you couldn't even begin a davening without having the opportunity to learn beforehand. When you learn before davening, it strengthens the davening tremendously. So Rav Olson says we should be zochet to daven all of our tefilos as an outpouring of the soul. To daven and to learn with tremendous energy. As we began this mimer, that all our words should be illuminated, that the tevos of Torah and tefilah meirim umatzirim. The world should be illuminated with the Kavod Shemayim that we create through our Torah and our very thoughtful and meaningful tefillos.